Mitch McConnell running pro-vaccine ads after CDC undermines Biden's pro-vaccine narrative. By Hannah Blow on July 28, 2021. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, plans to run pro-vaccine ads in Kentucky to counter what he described as bad advice, despite the fact that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, effectively undermined the Biden administration's pro-vaccine narrative by reinstating mask mandates on Tuesday. "There is bad advice out there, you know. Apparently, you see that all over the place. People practicing medicine without a license, giving bad advice. And that bad advice should be ignored," McConnell told Reuters, adding that not enough people are vaccinated. "So we're trying to get them to reconsider and get back on the path to get us to some level of herd immunity," he said, referencing his ad blitz, which will include 60-second radio ads on more than 100 Kentucky radio stations in the coming days promoting the vaccine. McConnell's plans follow the Biden administration surrendering to more pandemic mandates, as the CDC updated its guidance on Tuesday, calling on vaccinated people to wear a mask indoors in public if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has been unable to explain how the updated guidance does not undermine the administration's vaccine narrative. "If vaccines work, then why do people who have the vaccine need to now wear masks?" Peter Ducey of Fox News asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Tuesday. "The public health leaders in our administration have made the determination, based on data, that that is a way to make sure they're protected," she said, failing to offer a viable response. Watch. While Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, has continued to tout the efficacy of vaccines, she admitted on Tuesday that officials are worried that mutations of the virus have the potential to evade our vaccine in terms of how it protects us from severe disease and death. "But the big concern is that the next variant that might emerge, just a few mutations potentially away, could potentially evade our vaccines," she said.